coming into our sitting practice now. Feeling into the body, simply sitting here. Noticing the contact points, feet, bottom, hands, sense of the clothing next to the skin. And sitting in an upright and dignified way that takes good care of the energy. Afternoon can be a time for the energy to be low and sleepy mind-body can set in. Also too, if we sit up upright and dignified, really grounded through feet, bottom, hands, any restlessness, worry, agitation in the body can settle, feel supported. Sense of strength, resilience. Noticing that breathing is happening. Feeling the breath in the whole body. And now letting the breath recede into the background awareness as we now move into a body scan. And draw our awareness now into our feet, feeling the toes and the soles of the feet. Direct sensory awareness. What can you notice here? Without judgment, with kindness. Noticing now the tops of the feet. Breathing in and out of the feet. As a way to deepen awareness, not to fix or change. Noticing how the energy is, how it's showing in the feet. So if there's the hindrance of sloth and torpor, the feet might feel heavy, the sensations not as sharp. And if there's the restless, worried mind, we may feel a jitteriness in the feet, a buzzing. Oh. On the exhale, letting go of the feet, coming into the ankles, shins, and calves. And opening into the knees. And now the thighs, from the knees all the way up to the hip joints. And breathing down the lower extremities to the toes, feeling them as a whole. And taking a barometer reading of the energy in the lower extremities. Again, is there possibly a sense of heaviness or jitteriness? How's the energy? And on the exhale, releasing the lower extremities from our awareness and shifting into the upper extremities, feeling the hands. Opening into the whole world of sensation that we can know in the hands. The hands are a wonderful place to rest the attention when energy is low, because there's so much to feel. Feeling the fingers, thumbs, palms, backs of the hands. The hands, like the feet, are often a neutral places in the body, and so can be very helpful when there's anxiety, restlessness, to rest the awareness in the hands or the feet as a way to steady. Breathing in and out of the hands. And releasing them on the exhale, coming into the forearms. Including the elbows. Repeatedly bringing awareness back as it wanders, letting this practice be a way to come back to the present moment through body. And settle. And then shifting the awareness into the upper arms, through to the shoulder joints. And then breathing down through the upper extremities to the fingertips. And feeling the upper extremities with this breathing into, and really noticing the energy, again, like the lower extremities. If there's sloth and torpor, we may feel weightedness, heaviness in the upper extremities. And if there's the presence of the restless worry mind, we may feel tremor, jitteriness, kind of a pulsating energy. Perhaps even a sense that we can't let our hands sit still. Remembering whatever the energy is conditioned, arising out of a universe of conditions and causes. It's not personal. It doesn't define us. It's not who we are. It's just simply life moving through. Nature. On the exhale, let's now release the upper extremities and shift into the pelvic region. Feeling the sitting bones, the buttocks, sense of the hip joints, perhaps the genitals, the bladder, lower intestines. Perhaps sensing the breath here. And then letting the awareness move into the abdomen on the exhale. Feeling the sensations here, the rise and fall of the belly. And the belly can give a great barometer reading of the energy for many of us, especially if there's anxiety, maybe a flutter in the belly. queasiness. And on an exhale, letting the awareness shift to the low back, the tailbone, the lumbar spine. Sensing the sensations directly without the filter of thought. Letting awareness travel up the back, feeling into the ribs, the spine, the muscles, noticing movement with breathing. Coming up to the shoulder blades and the shoulder muscles. And when there's fatigue, we may feel it in the shoulder muscles, shoulder blade region. When there's restlessness and worry, we may have our shoulders pulled up, shoulder blades pulled up. None of this is personal. It's just life happening. Can we open to it? Let it be known, felt, with interest and kindness, and watch its changing nature. Letting the attention go into the back of the neck. And then moving the awareness forward in the torso to the chest region. You might possibly sense the heartbeat and the lungs. And both the heart and the lungs are very good barometers of our energy. Heart. Lungs, breathing slows down when there's sloth and torpor. Often deepens the breathing. And of course, the heart rate will go up, maybe be irregular, more irregular than normal. And the breathing may be shallow and jagged when there's restlessness, worry. And then letting the awareness travel into the front of the neck and the throat. And then feeling the breath within the torso from the neck, nape of the neck, all the way down to the pelvic region. And noticing the energy. Opening to it just as it is. Opening to any aversion. Oh, I want to be calm. Or I'm too calm. I'm actually sleepy. Noticing any aversion to how the energy is, and see if you can open to that with interest. Notice what happens to energy when we bring interest to whatever is showing. And on the exhale, let's release the torso, breathing in and out of face and head. Letting that be, feeling the jaw, chin, jaw, up to the temples. Sensing the cheeks. Feeling the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate. Bringing attention to the nostrils, the nose, the passage of air. Noticing now the eyes and the muscles around and between them. And eyes are another important place where we can sense the energy. We may feel strain in them. When there's anxiety and worry, as well as when there's sloth and torpor present. Maybe a heaviness then. And feeling into the forehead. Letting awareness move over the scalp, the crown of the head, the sides, the back. Noticing the ears. And breathing in and out of face and head. And expanding the breathing into to take in the upper extremities. The torso. And down to the toes. Feeling breath and body all together. And within this wide field of awareness, really noticing the energy. And if the energy is very low, bordering on sleepiness, as well as if you're feeling quite agitated, you might find it helpful to stand. Or if it doesn't feel that powerful, with sloth and torpor, opening the eyes and raising the eyes upwards, and with restless worry mind, opening the eyes and looking softly downwards and still. Without aversion, applying remedies. Feeling breath and body as a whole. Another remedy to remember. If there's sleepy mind, just really take in this whole body. Keep the field of awareness wide. Pay closer attention to details. Strong sensations, such as the hands perhaps, or discomfort, can really wake us up. Feeling the life of the body, breath and body as a whole. Knowing whatever is arising is simply nature rolling on. Not personal. Not permanent. Not perfect. Just as it is.